And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Mexa, live in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Having a great time talking fishing with the man, Captain Frank Lopresti, the Royal Polaris and Shogun, and what a great show.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. I just so enjoy having Frank on here. So much good stuff to talk about, so much fishing that we are all looking forward to, and we're also looking forward to hearing from you. If you want to join us in the second hour, 833-288-0973. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Not only are we talking fishing, talking Royal Polaris and Fisherman's Landing with Frank, we are also giving away such a great prize. One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to win a trip to go fishing out of Fisherman's Landing on that beautiful Liberty. Such a great opportunity to go fishing on a full-day trip with Taro and the boys. In addition to that trip on the Liberty, you're also going to get a $50 gift certificate to Point Loma Seafoods. $50 coming your way. Point Loma Seafoods open every day from 11 to 6, and I know what I'll be doing for lunch at the tackle store today, heading on down there as we do all the time. We are very regulars at Point Loma Seafoods.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And right now we have Frank. You're going to want to tune into this because I know you love bass fishing, and this guy's one of the best there is, Mr. Rich Tauber, professional bass guy. Good morning, Rich.
How are you guys? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. So Mike Lum texted me, the world-famous Mike Lum from Fred All Shows, texted me and said, you got to have Rich on because he's been on the fish, right?
Well, you know, it's fun because this is the first time in all these years that we've all known each other I've ever been on your show. So, first of all, it's a real honor. Thanks for having me. And
thank you for joining us.
Yeah, and yeah, Lake Kachuma, Santa Barbara, it just exploded after being, you know, so low for so many years and 7% of capacity. And you guys probably remember they wouldn't even let you run your sprinklers if you were a Santa Barbara resident years ago. Yeah. The lake got so low. Now the lake is basically about 10 feet from going over the spillway. It's basically completely full, and it might be the best bass fishing lake in the state of California. And that's quite a statement with, you know, the Delta and Clear Lake. Some of these guys are catching 60, 70 bass a day.
Wow. No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. And then, and some of the stuff in that 4 to 5 pound class, there was a couple of 10 pounders caught last week. Obviously, with all that's going on right now, we only have a few lakes open. So I work and guide every day, Castaic Lake in Castaic, California. But I have several guides that work for me, and Steve Morris is one of my guides, and he's the one that's running Lake Kachuma. So you'd fish in a beautiful Phoenix 21-foot bass boat, $70,000-$80,000 bass boat. We supply all the rods, reels, tackle. We're open 7 days a week, and with everything that's going on, with the limited availability to fish, these are two really good outlets, either Castaic Lake or Lake Kachuma, Santa Barbara. So we just wanted to let you guys know about it. It's going to probably be a record year for Kachuma this year.
Wow. Now, awesome. Now we should note that you just can't drag your bass boat up to Lake Kachuma and launch it, right?
That's correct. I have one option for you. Well, first of all, if you bring your bass boat, you're going to be inspected. You're going to hopefully pass. It's not that difficult. And then you are going to be told to go home with your vessel. So you're going to take your boat home, and you're not going to be able to go fishing for 31 days. Wow. So that's not that attractive. So that's why we want to let you know that if you do want to go, you can bypass all that. A couple guys can jump in their car, drive up to Santa Barbara, maybe tie it into some type of saltwater thing you want to do also, and then go fishing with Steve for the day. But if you do have an open-bottomed boat, guys, you know what I'm talking about, like a Valco type, like a rental boat style of boat where you can see the bottom of the boat, you can get passed and inspected that day. So that's the one little loophole. So you bring an open bottom boat that has no flooring.
Sure.
You will get inspected, the boat will be sprayed by them, and you will go fishing that day. So that's the one loophole for Kachuma that a lot of people don't know about, but if you have that type of boat, that'll work.
Such a fun experience, though, fishing with someone like yourself or your you know, Mike that's working on the lake there, just because you're going fishing with a guy that's been on it every day, where to go, what to do, how to do it. It takes you basically get to show up and do the catching. You know, it's less about trying to figure them out. You get to fish with a professional that is just absolutely on it, and you can really, you know, hone in your skills on catching them and having a good time enjoying it rather than a lot of the work that normally would go behind a day of fishing.
Yeah, and the other thing that we do, we handle our business much like the sport fishing industry. We don't fish at all. I mean, we're not, myself, Steve, and the rest of my guides we don't fish at all. We're there to help you, retie, maybe show you exactly how to make the presentation, then put the fishing rod back in your hand. So that's what we, you know, it's all about our clients. You know, I tell my guides, you know, you're welcome to fish till dark after they go home, but during the day, my guides do not fish, and that makes it great. So you come with your buddy. You two guys will be doing all the fishing. And now we have these remote trolling motors where we can run them with a lanyard on our neck and a little push-button deal from the middle of the boat. So we can get you up on the nose of that bass boat where you want to be. You know, if you want to stand up there on the nose. Yeah, and we can get out of your way and run it all from back around the middle part of the boat.
That sounds like a great chance.
Really,
so fishing Lake Kachuma with your partner there, or fishing Lake Castaic, you said?
Yeah, Castaic, you'll be with me. And
with
and
Rich
seven
Tauber,
days
yeah.
a week. Yeah, and it's richtauberfishing.com. We are open every single day. We provide all the rods, the reels, the tackle. The only thing that you need is a fishing license and foods and drinks that you need for the day. And you'll fish with me in a beautiful 21-foot Phoenix also, and then you can run up there to Kachuma. Those would be the two hot spots, and they're both open 7 days a week right now.
Fantastic. Rich, give it again, richtauberfishing.com?
Yeah, Rich Tauber, T-A-U-B as in boy, E-R, richtauberfishing.com. They can go on there and click on, and you can buy the trips just like in the saltwater business. You can buy your trip online. You just click the book online button and purchase your trip right away. And we have half-day trips. They're 4 hours. Full-day trip is 8 hours. And prices vary from $225 to $450. It just depends on if it's one, two, or three people. So we split it up like that. But you can just go for 4 hours or take the whole day in 8 hours.
Man, that's awesome.
Super reasonable,
yeah,
too, Rich. The fish with one of the best there is, Rich Tauber, and his guides. Are you kidding me?
I would have thought considerably more than that, especially providing that level of equipment and that level of service. I think it's a really good deal.
Yeah.
It's
all right, Rich.
Available.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, no. Nice new equipment, too, for the guys. We have all brand new rods and reels on board, so they'll have some really nice stuff to play with during the day.
That sounds like fun. All right, richtauberfishing.com. Rich, thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll do it again, and can't wait to get up there at Kachuma and check that out.
That sounds fun.
Thank you both for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
All right.
Cool.
Thanks.
Good luck.
All right. Phones are packed.
Yeah,
they want to talk to Captain Frank Lopresti, so let's do it.
Sounds good, buddy. How about Charlie and Gardena up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Charlie?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Mother's Day. And a couple questions for Frank.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Captain Frank. I'm scheduled to go on Shogun on Friday night, the 15th, and I had a few questions about that. Number one, I would like to know tackle recommendations. And two, are we going to have a full load? And is the trip for sure a go, or do you know? Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I wish I did know. I think there's a chance that something's going to happen this week. However, I can't say for sure. It's all up to the County Board of Supervisors. So I can't answer that question. I know at the present time, we do not have a full load on that trip. So it's hard to say if they were to say no, that we could do half of our passenger capacity. We would have to try to transfer a few passengers to other trips. So, you know, it's all up in the air. And as far as tackle recommendations, I would definitely be kind of bringing it all, because you could fish the islands for a little bit. You could end up going, I would say most of your fishing is going to be on bluefin from 40 pounds to 200 pounds. So you're going to want your 25 pound, you're going to want your 40, you're going to want your 50, and you're going to want your 80 and 100. So I would say not the 100, but for sure 25, 40, 50, and 60 pound are a must, okay?
Right. Well, hey, let's hope you get to go on that trip.
I hope
so. Charlie, thank you a lot. Appreciate the call this morning. Thanks a lot for that.
And Charlie, we'll try to let you know as soon as we can. You know, we got to see what happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday morning, and then we will make a decision about Friday's trip.
So he'll know by Wednesday. Is that what you're saying, Frank?
I'm saying we'll know by Wednesday afternoon whether we're going to run Friday's trip or not.
All right. Very good.
You know, I mean, I'm more of a fly on the wall being in the tackle store, but I can just speak on behalf of hearing the guys in the ticket office. You know, they're doing their best to try and get everybody, obviously, on the trips. We're obviously all hopeful that the green light happens, but when it doesn't, those guys are super diligent in, you know, and I just overhear the phone calls. The
contacting each person.
Yeah, and they're just so good about whatever it's going to take to make a customer happy, you know, whether that be moving them to the next hopeful trip that they think is going to get out. A lot of people will just take the option of making like a floating deposit. Hey, my money's already in. Just keep it in. And then when I'm ready to go, I'll tell you, put it towards this trip. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, in their mind, the money's already spent out of their pocket, so let's keep the deposit floating. Or obviously, if a full refund makes sense, they'll do it. I overhear it's usually one or two guys most of the days just making whatever accommodations necessary for the trips that don't happen.
There you go.
Rick, the other thing I want to add to that is that the Royal Polaris office, Royal Polaris Shogun office, is open from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Saturday, and the gals will answer your questions. And actually, the last 4 or 5 days, they've been quite busy, okay?
Wow, 8 to 4:30 Monday through Saturday.
Correct.
All right, very good. Hey, here's a guy that's helping us out, Scott Sherman. Good morning, Councilman.
Good morning, guys. Morning, Frank.
Hope
all is well.
Scott. When are you going to get us out there?
Come on, it's all on your shoulders, Scott.
We're ready.
I know. Yeah, I'm trying. You know, we got them to open up to immediate family. We're trying to get them to open up with appropriate guidelines in place when it comes to being able to fish with your buddy. And then next week, I've got a, in the early part of the week, I have a meeting with the deputy COO of the city about a plan to get the lakes back open, because the county gave us the ability to open the lakes, but the city hasn't done it yet. So I've been pushing to get those things back open.
Well, that's great. That's good news.
Yeah, I had a question for Frank. If, you know, he was talking about memorable experiences. But if Frank was only allowed to fish for one type of fish, what would it be?
That's a good question. That is a good question. I love fishing for calico bass. You know, I don't know what fish I don't like to fish for. It's all about the bite. You're asking a question, Scott, that I don't think I can answer, because I just love to fish for it all. I mean, I don't care if it's fishing for bluegill on 6 pound. I'm just amazed at how hard those things pull, and it just doesn't matter. Do I love fishing for bluefin? Yeah. Do I love fishing wahoo? Yeah. I just love it all. I mean, my goodness, it's just,
and that shows you, Frank's had this passion for how many years, Frank?
Oh, I'd say since I started fishing on the pier at age 3, okay?
All right, so over 70 years, yeah.
My thing that I like so much about, you know, you hear Frank talk about his passion for it is, you know, the ultimate big game guy and seeing all the big tuna and wahoo and things, and hearing how excited he gets talking about fishing for green bass, you know, coming to the shop with a triptail salto, or, you know, you just think of all the big game opportunity and things that he's seen. And I don't know that it gets more fun than catching a largemouth on a, you know, on a topwater lure or something like that. I mean, you can just tell Frank likes fishing, period.
Hey, Rick, I got 2 5-pounders yesterday on 6 pound.
Nice. Nice.
There you go.
That's cool.
That's good.
I like it.
That's cool. Yeah, but it sounds like you should go down to Kachuma and fish with Rich Tauber there.
Maybe that's a possibility.
That'd be fun. Hey, very good, Scott. Well, thanks for all your efforts, and thanks for getting us out fishing and hopefully help us with the county and get loosened up so these sport boats can start running.
That's what we're working on, and I just wanted to personally say thanks to Frank for all he's done for the industry and for Friends of Rollo and everything else. I mean, not only does he have a passion for fishing, but he has a passion for people enjoying fishing, and it showed over the years. I just wanted to thank you for all you've done, buddy.
That's awful nice of you, Scott. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it, Scott. Well, good luck, and I know you mentioned getting the lakes open, and I know that was music to John Collins' ears, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate that very much.
Yep.
All right. Let's jump right back into the phones and talk to Dylan, who's calling us from Lake Forest. Good morning, Dylan.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Great.
All right. So I wanted to ask you guys, like, what kind of tackle would we be looking at for, like, a 2.5-day, 3-day trip?
Well, tackle first of all, I think you're directing that question more to Rick than me. You know, 2.5 to 3 day trip right now is going to be fishing bluefin and yellowfin. Dorado will be right behind them here pretty quick. I would say 25 pound, 40 pound, 50 pound, and 60 pound are going to be your primary rods and reels. What do you think, Rick? Have you got anything to add to that?
I think that's dead on, and obviously our situation with size of fish and bait is forever changing. It seems like at least in the beginning part of this year, our bait has been slightly on the smaller side of things. It's been plenty healthy, but it's been on the smaller side. So having a little bit longer of a fishing rod in that 25-pound category, I think, would probably help a guy out. You know, a very common rod length is 6.5 to 7 feet, maybe a 7.5 to an 8-foot rod at 25-pound, and a small assortment of a little bit smaller hooks than normal would be a good thing to get started, at least in the terms of yellowtail. The only problem is a fantastic one, in that most of the bluefin, at least that guys have caught so far this year, have all been in that much larger size where you need heavier tackle. So I think the tackle recommendation was spot on, Frank, and I would just make sure that a guy had a nice 25-pound outfit that and a little bit longer rod if we do indeed have some of that slightly smaller sardine for this year.
And a good supply of fluorocarbon.
Yes, no doubt. Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump right back into them and talk to, find out what's going on with our fishdope.com report, find out what's going on the water. We got your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen, standing by. Today, that catch report sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burgers. You can order online or have it shipped directly to your door. Special treats during these trying times. They have some super specials right now on smoked fish, jerky, cheese, their spices and rubs. Get them at their Liberty Station location or order online at fishermansprocessing.com.
And I tell you, I caught some yellowtail on Thursday and took it to Fisherman's Processing. Oh, my gosh. It just makes such a great product out of it, and so worth paying them to cut the fish for you, because the product is that much better and it lasts that much longer when you put it in those bags.
It's the royal treatment.
It is.
You know, I mean, it's the last thing you can do to, like, honor that catch is to have it cut by the true professionals.
Put it in, as Dave Hansen says, your white bag. Put it overnight. Take it to them the next morning, and you won't be sorry, I promise.
That's
you.
A good tip.
Sure. Fisherman's Processing. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Good morning, Pete, Rick, Frank.
Good morning.
What a spectacular week. They opened up San Diego Harbor, and oh, my goodness, all those professional fishermen down there went out there and found everything that swims in the ocean. Everything. Yellowfin, bluefin, yellowtail, big bonita, rockfish.
Barracuda.
I think you can take... You can take a dart and just throw it somewhere and go there. Everything's everywhere. They're all just out there waiting patiently for the sport boats to come out and take them back. They all want to go to San Diego. They all want to go to Dana Point. They're just waiting patiently. Now, they showed themselves a little bit to all the private boaters, but they're really, all those fish out there are super excited on the fact that we might get to go fishing on a sport boat this month. So they're all waiting patiently for Frank and everybody to get out there and put them on the boats and take them back to San Diego or Dana Point or Newport to go have a nice dinner at someone's home. That being said, Catalina, very good fishing over there. Millions of boats, Pete. You can't even comprehend. A bunch of my clients sent me pictures yesterday. Every spot at the island had four or five boats. The launch ramps were all full by 7 o'clock in the morning to get over to Catalina. Same thing with the guys that were showing me pictures of your guys' launch ramps down there in San Diego. Everybody's excited to go fishing. Everybody's excited to get out of their house. Everybody's excited to go outside and play. It's time to let us go play. We all want to go outside.
That's it, man.
So all I can say is, let's go fishing.
Yeah, indeed. And I got to tell you, Dave, Danny and Jeff at fishdope.com have been keeping people on everything. I mean, with everything you need to go fishing, the reports, the spots, what to use, everything else, fishdope.com is your source for great information every day. Multiple times a day, they update the reports and stuff like that, and the action is hot right now, so it happens really fast. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code.
And word on the street is you even know where the albacore are at, Dave.
Thanks, Rick. Yeah, my phone has been ringing off the hook for the last week because of our good buddy Jason. He is just making a mess, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
All right, Dave. Well, how do we find you if we want to go fishing?
All right, gang, you can check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com. We just tell you how to do it. Go to Fish Dope, find out where they're biting at, and watch me on Facebook Live every day. I do a little show on there every day at noon. I have a seminar. Check me out, yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will talk to you guys next. Oh, hey, you know what's really weird? I'm standing down here in the marina, and it's pea soup fog right now down here in Cabo. Pea soup fog.
In Cabo? Huh. Wow. That's
pea
bizarre.
Soup.
That's amazing.
Pea soup.
Well,
I've never seen it before.
That here Thursday, so we sent it down there.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Captain Dave, and be careful in that fog.
Thanks,
down there.
Dave.
All right. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that very much. Let's jump into those jam-packed phones. They want to call up to Captain Frank Lopresti.
They do. Every single phone line is full. Next up, we're talking to Jerry. He's calling us from Corona this morning. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Can you hear me?
Jerry, you're good, Jerry.
Good morning. Good morning, Frank, Rick, and Pete. And the reason I called is because I heard you guys talking about Friends of Rallo's and all the donated equipment. My question is, where is it going to be sold? Is there a warehouse? Or, you know, how do we buy it, get there and look at it and possibly, you know, find some old nice jigs or something? Because I'm the one that created that Jigs Only, and I've gotten really into finding these old ones.
Ah. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, well, it's yet to be determined. We'll see. Generally speaking, it's at day at the docks, but of course there was no day at the docks this year, but we're working on a time and a place when we can have that, because I think when it happens, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so stay tuned. We'll keep you posted here.
And that's been a lot of fun, your Jigs Only thing on Facebook there. That's been a lot of fun. You know, we talked about it yesterday with the quarantine time. It was just a fun way to get to go and, you know, spend some time looking at lures and hearing stories.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a lot of guys to clean out all their old stuff and didn't realize what they had. And so it's been great. And I've been learning a lot from the legends on there. And, you know, Rick, I thank you. You keep putting these monster yellowtail that just gets me all weirded out. I need, you know, wanting to go fishing. Appreciate that.
That's it. Yeah, time to go fishing. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to remind you, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News is a digital edition. They're going to temporarily going to every other week print publications. So this week's edition is a fresh edition. It's digital, though.
Oh, cool.
You have to go to Western Outdoor News on the web and just bring up the digital edition, and you'll be able to see it. And then next week, there'll be a printed edition.
Oh, I had no idea. That's
be
cool.
Sure to check it out at Western Outdoor News. Also want to remind you to be sure to go over and talk to our friends Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision. You know, what a great time to get your car repaired.
Yep.
For sure. And Poway Valley Collision, none better. They are the best. They give Let's Talk Hookup listeners a special discount. And they're factory authorized for Ford, Subaru, GM. They work with almost every insurance company. So Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision, you cannot go wrong no matter where you are in Southern California taking your car over to Poway Valley
I'll
Collision.
Back that up, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones.
Brian in Harupa Valley is up next on the show. Hi, Brian.
Good morning, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I had a question about the skiff trips. That was one of my favorite trips to go on every other year. And I was wondering if we've seen the end of the skiff trips.
Well, right now it's hard to say. You know, we did our best to get those skiff trips going again. And when you end up running these trips 5 or 6 passengers short, then you're getting to that point where you're not making a dime and you're running them for practice. So, you know, when we start getting some real serious requests for the skiff trips, we will put them on the schedule again, at least put one on for next year. But right now, those things seem to be very difficult to fill. And so we haven't got one scheduled for this year, okay?
And that's too bad, because what fun that is, huh?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And, you know, the surf trip, those guys had some of the best calico bass fishing that Paul said he's ever seen. And but yet they only had one excellent day of surfing. So it's hard to get those trips going again. We definitely have a surf trip on the schedule. We have two of them on the schedule. So we'll see how all that goes.
This is at ShogunSportFishing.com.
That's correct. And, Pete, I wanted to mention, have you ever watched that group of guys that gets down there on the pier about once a week? There's about 5 or 6 of them.
You mean fishing?
Yeah, they're all from Fisherman's Tackle. They're all employees. And they go down there with their long rods. And you talk about guys having orgasms watching their jigs come through the water as they everybody talks about, oh, look at that. Brandon's got that one. And Rick's got that one. And everybody's got to cast it. And Doug's right in the middle of them. You talk about guys that are so serious and so in love with fishing, I don't know where you would find a tackle store anywhere in the United States where you have guys as enthusiastic as these guys are. It's pathetic because there's only one guy left in the store, and he's looking out the window to see what's going on.
Wishing he was casting out.
Half the time we try to convince one of the guys in the reservation side to come over and watch the shop. People always joke, like, well, how does Doug let you get away with, you know, sneaking away and doing that? And we said, get away with it? Like, he's the ringleader, you know? Doug's like, hey, I found some old jigs in the garage. Let's go check them out. And, boy, next thing you know, everybody's flying down there and – yeah, he's got it, man. He's not lying. We got it bad, and we always joke when we're lucky enough to get to hire new people to the team. Like that's the only requirement is just that you're a nut about it, and you know, we're very fortunate enough that we have a crew of guys that just is absolutely just idiotic when it comes to their love for doing it. We have a lot of fun.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
When we come back, we got lots more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls and more with Captain Frank Lopresti. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
Cedrus Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands, and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community, so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
2 years ago, Gamakatsu set out to develop a hook light enough for live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin. The answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. Most captains agree the Gamakatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with the introduction of the Nautilus HD, no matter how big the tuna, Gamakatsu has a hook to handle it. The new Nautilus HD is now available with solid ring or standard hook. Get it now at select tackle shops and start getting bit.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here talking fishing. Phones are absolutely packed this morning.
Yes, they are. They want to talk to you, Frank, so let's jump into it.
All right. How about we jump back in? This time we're going to talk to Chuck. He's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
Hey, you guys. Can't wait. We're almost there. You know, what they forgot is that we're all family, so we can go together.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, Frank, you know, I was talking to Rick, Captain Rick, the other day, and he's going, you know, we started together down there at San Clemente Pier, you know, down there working for the Hanson. And I go, no way. And I go, I was just talking to him on the phone the other day, and that story you were telling us about getting towed around the harbor by the rays at night at the bait dock and stuff. And he goes, oh, man, that must have been some fun, you two little Brahms, climbing down that pier and getting that boat and taking people out at that age. How old were you guys?
Well, I actually started climbing down the side of the pier. Oh, I think I was about 10. And and I was the pinhead, and they actually paid me $3 a day, which that was a bonus. They didn't have to pay me anything, but yeah, that was an exciting time in my life, fishing there from the pier with, it was actually Sammy Cordero and Norm Barbary and Ralph Harris and those people. It was quite a deal.
Man, $3 a day, that was big money back then, right?
It was what?
That was big money back then.
I don't know what I did with the money. I didn't care. I was just happy to be fishing.
Yeah.
I always got to put, they even let me hang my black sea bass rig over the bow. You know, whenever you put your anchor down, we usually had two or three black sea bass outfits that we would put over the bow on the bottom. And I got to do that too. So.
What was a black sea bass outfit like back then, Frank?
It was a 6-0 or 9-0 reel, and it was with 80 or 100 pounds and a 9-0 hook, and usually a half of a barracuda with a few slices in it, or a small short barracuda. The other thing that actually worked quite well too was a calico bass, you know, like a 12-14 inch calico bass. Those were the primary baits, and then if you couldn't get either one of those, a mackerel, but a mackerel didn't work as well as the barracuda. The barracuda seemed to be the best bait.
Yeah,
that
good thing.
So cool.
Good
that
thing the so statute cool. of limitations is up, Frank, because you're not allowed to use game fish for bait, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So, did you ever catch them?
Oh yeah, yeah. I caught several.
Did you?
And you know, I can't remember his last name right now, but the guy that ran the Lot of Fun was a guy named Joe, and he's the one that got one. Joe and Boogie, they had a couple in that 550-pound class.
Wow, no kidding.
But my biggest one was about 175, if I remember correctly. But that
wow.
was plenty big enough for me. I was thrilled to death.
No kidding.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
But,
no wonder,
you know,
they're protected after Frank Lopresti got done with them, right?
It was just a great time.
Yeah, sounds like fun. Wow, what a thrill
That's
for a
cool.
kid to pull
yeah.
on a big fish like that, right?
It certainly was. It really was. You know?
Yeah.
That was back, we don't need to go into all those old days, but anyhow, there's a lot of good memories.
No, we like hearing about
yeah,
the old days. It's
fun.
All good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, next up is Paul. Paul's calling us from Bellflower this morning. Paul, thanks for joining us.
Happy Mother's Day, fellas. All right. Frank, hey, I have a couple questions. One, Rick, hey, thanks for helping me out with the fluorocarbon set for me and my buddy. I was getting ready to go out on the 13th to the 15th on the Tomahawk, and it got canceled. But anyway,
yeah.
Frank, how did you get the yes, sir? How did you get the opportunity to purchase the boat?
How did I get the opportunity to purchase the boat? I think it's, well, I don't know if it's well known, but I had called Bill Poole because, as you well know, he was the man in the industry, and I had called him and told him that I was interested in buying a boat. And he asked me if I had any money. I said no, but I work hard, and I'm just looking for an opportunity. And so I think it was a couple months later, an operator that Bill had sponsored into a boat just got disappointed with the industry and walked away from the boat. And I got a phone call from Bill Poole, and the deal was that I would earn $25 a day as a captain, and I have the galley, and that 50% of the profits at the end of the year would go toward the purchase price of the boat. However, if I decided to walk away, I got nothing.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool.
Yeah.
No doubt. What a cool opportunity. And, I mean, a guy that was, you know, had the drive and want to get into it. I mean, you know, if it's the right man, you know, he's going to do nothing but work his butt off and make that thing the best operation around.
When Bill made that offer to me, it was in his apartment in Newport Beach, and I remember Steve Loomis was in the other room playing cards with a couple crew members because they were building the present-day searcher, the Cape Polaris it was called then. And they were building it, so they were up there at Dittmar Donaldson. So I remember that very well, and I know that the very next day I was in San Diego and brought the boat up to Newport so I could work on it.
Wow.
That is so cool. That's a great story.
And so you and Bill have done that for so many young captains through the years of getting them started and owning their own boats.
Took the words out of my mouth, exactly.
Well, Bill was the guy that, you know, he was the one that set the example, and it's, you know, it's really a pleasure now. I'm actually talking to a young man right now. I've been talking to him the last week that is looking at purchasing a boat, and I'm so excited for him. I just want to jump in myself and in every way I can to help him. But I'm not mentioning any names, but he's somebody that many of you know, and he's an outstanding fisherman and an outstanding young man. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for him.
That's fantastic. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that. I want to remind you, Dana Landing in Mission Bay. The launch ramp is open now.
Yes.
So it was closed last weekend, but it's open now. And also Dana Landing is now renting skiffs. They got the go-ahead to rent skiffs. So if you want to rent a skiff, Dana Landing is the spot. Get out on the bay and go catch some fish.
Probably the least expensive way to get out and enjoy some fishing on the water, on a boat, if you don't own your own boat. Those skiffs are very affordable. They're easy. You can jump on the boat and go into the Dana Landing Market and see Johnny, and he'll point you in the direction of the right swim baits and the right lead heads and give you some good direction on, you know, tide and where to go and what to do. And you can have a really fun day fishing Mission Bay from one of those blue skiffs for an easy day on the budget.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So check that out. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
How about we talk to John calling from San Diego this morning? Hi, John. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Happy Mother's Day to the moms out there.
Good call, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to ask Frank if you ever considered putting a Sea Keeper on a long-range boat.
Well, of course I've considered it. However, the cost is pretty prohibitive. I have offered to be a test vessel for it, but they haven't taken me up on it. You know, for a boat like the Royal Polaris or the Shogun, you're talking $250,000 at least, and quite a change. And you know, it's just basically it's cost prohibitive at the present moment.
Yeah, it's just plus the maintenance issues with Seakeeper when you're running that much.
That's the other thing.
It'd be cool though.
Quite an
but the Royal Polaris is such a big boat. It's such a big stable boat. It's like you're in pretty good shape.
And that's the other point.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right, next up, let's talk to Ray. Ray's calling from Newport this morning. Hi, Ray. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Good morning, guys, and happy Mother's Day.
Same to you, Ray. Good morning.
Hi. I got a charter trip, a 3-day charter trip aboard the Royal Polaris in August, and I am super pumped. And
very good.
I got a question for Frank. And Frank, what advice would you like to give for the upcoming young anglers out in the sport fishing industry?
You mean as far as his fishing ability or somebody that wants
fishing ability?
Fishing ability, I would say that the most important thing is to learn how to fly line a bait, and that obviously includes casting. So casting being huge, and the proper method of fly lining a bait. I think those once you get those two things going, you're on your way to doing all the rest of it.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you agree with that, Rick?
No question about that. That's for sure. I think that's the single biggest thing you can do. And even, you know, as all of us, certainly myself included, you know, any time that you can work on that skill set of casting, I think that can be the biggest advantage there is. If you can present that bait either a little farther away from the boat, or the things that I've learned, you know, in the more recent times, is it's also not necessarily about getting your sardine the farthest away from the boat, as sometimes it is, you know, gently getting that bait into the water. You know, sometimes you can be money ahead by getting that bait into the water, you know, without it slapping down real hard. If your casting distance is 4 or 5 feet shorter, but a much better presentation, a lot of times your bait will be a whole lot better off, and he'll outswim a bait that maybe went a little farther that slapped down the water as hard as he could.
Indeed. There you go. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Good morning, Pete and Rick. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Bart. How are you?
Good. You know, I just a quick thing. It just feels weird, Frank, not to be able to have the Captain Rollo Kids at Sea drawing at the Del Mar show this year. So,
I'm sure it is.
Sitting here feeling funny about it. I just wanted to reach out to you and tell you thank you for all you do for that organization, and encourage people to buy those tickets, because they actually have a better chance of winning now than they did before. So
that's right. You know, the people to really thank who are doing all the work, as you know, Mike Lum, Tim Baker, and Harold Davis are doing a tremendous job in keeping that organization going as well as it can go. And we've had to cancel quite a few trips, obviously, that we had booked for kids, but
we'll be back at it as fast as possible as soon as they let us all go fishing.
Yeah,
well,
we're kidding.
We're looking
and I
to
might
get
add
back at
too,
it too, but.
I might add, too, that if you want to get tickets, that drawing is going to be on the 24th of this month, and $30,000 in prizes if you missed it earlier, including a trip on the Royal Polaris and a lot of other trip to Rancho Leonero and a lot of other great things. Tim at RolloKids.org. Send Tim an email with your phone number. He'll call you back. It may take a day, maybe two, because he's been really busy. A lot of our listeners have been taking advantage of this. But Tim at RolloKids.org, he'll call you back. Make sure you put your phone number in there and your name, and he'll call you back and get you taken care of on your tickets.
And let's face it, what an opportunity. I mean, the Del Mar show was where a lot of tickets were purchased, and without that in there, there's your odds are just frankly going to be better of winning this year.
Yeah.
So a great opportunity to slide in and buy some tickets.
Indeed.
Nice talking to you, Bart.
Nice.
Thanks a lot for
Frank.
The support, Bart.
See you, Bart.
We appreciate it very much. Let's try and sneak in one more.
You got it. How about Joe from San Pedro? Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
A couple questions for Frank. The earlier caller asking about gear for his coming up trip, and you stressed the fact stating fluorocarbon a must. So the first question is, what would you say would be the minimum length of fluorocarbon for your connection? And secondly, when you guys are offshore looking for fish, would you say it is most productive at the low and high slack tides, or could they be found, you know, anytime, the fish tune up offshore?
Well, first of all, as far as the fluorocarbon, the minimum length, I would say 3 feet, okay? Myself, I would like to use a lot more than that, but 3 feet would be the minimum. Then from there, as far as the tides, back when I was young, I used to pay attention to the tides, and as I did the moon and you know, which are together, and it just too many times, when you thought you had it figured out, it just was the opposite. So, obviously, you know, I when running the boat, I didn't take a nap on the ebb tide. So, you always kept looking for fish, and you found them at different times of the day. It just wasn't at the high or the low, okay?
Fish want to bite when they want to, right?
Well, that's for sure, and you know, I'm sure there is some connection, and I know there is some connection, but too often the connection that you think you have is wrong. So, you know, I haven't figured that one out yet. I don't think anybody else has, and I don't know that we should figure it out, okay?
Yeah, Roger. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky winner out there is going fishing on the Liberty and going to eat good at Point Loma Seafoods. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price.
It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Let's talk hookup. Hey, great time this morning and a great prize. The big winner of that full-day trip on board the Liberty and the Point Loma Seafoods gift certificate, that's going to Ray in Newport. Ray, congratulations. You are going to have a great time fishing with Taro.
Yeah, you are. And Taro will be our guest next week. But Frank, Captain Frank Lopresti, thank you for being with us here for the 2 hours. I hope your ear's not cauliflower now from having the phone next to your ear for a couple hours there.
You know what? It's always a pleasure to be with you guys and listen and talk to our anglers. And let's just hope we all get out there fishing soon. And, you know, once again, I want to push all them moms out there. More of the ladies need to get into fishing because it's a good time and a wonderful sport, okay?
Oh, no doubt about it. Yeah, absolutely. The more ladies we can get into the sport, they'll be hooked.
Yep.
They just need to try it, especially on a long-range trip. All the great food and the luxury that you provide on those boats.
Comfortable accommodations.
Oh,
a great way to go about
it. Yeah,
I want to say a very happy Mother's Day to my mom out there, too. We're looking forward to having a fun dinner tonight with the whole fam. And happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to all the moms and Ricky's mom, too, for sure. And, hey, Captain Frank, if somebody wants a trip, book a trip on Royal Polaris or Shogun, how do we get a hold of you?
Real easy. You can call Monday through Saturday from 8 to 4:30 in the afternoon, 619-226-8030. Or you can go to ShogunSportFishing.com or RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com and look at the availability of trips and book your trip online.
All right. Fantastic. Well, great time. And I know there's going to be a lot going on this week.
Yep.
And so we'll... you know, if you call Fisherman's Landing, you can kind of keep posted on what's going on, right?
Yep. Let's pray that we get out before the end of the week, Pete. I'm keeping my fingers crossed, okay?
Yeah, I know you're working
diligently
with them. And please, the county, let us go.
Let us go fishing.
Come on. I mean, it's time. We want to go. And please loosen it up. It's not going to be a dangerous deal.
Safety measures are in place. We're ready to do it right.
Yeah, for sure. The boats and Frank and all the guys are doing their job, and let us go fishing for sure. Hey, Frank, thanks a lot for that, and thank you for listening today. Thanks to Dave in the studio for all he did and does for us, and, of course, Adam on our app, our Let's Talk Hookup app. Fantastic job, Adam. Appreciate that. Next Saturday, Corey Sandin, our co-host, will be not co-hosting. He'll be talking to MC Swim Baits and Calico Bass Fishing next Saturday. And then next Sunday, the one and only Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.